Cry for the Strangers by John Saul. A clap of thunder awakened the boy, and he lay very still in his bed for a long time, wishing the storm would go away, yet at the same time enjoying the excitement of it. As each flash of lightning briefly illuminated his bedroom, he began counting the seconds, waiting for the explosive roar of thunder. The storm bore down on the coast. The interval between the flash and the sound grew shorter. When the moment separating sight and sound shrank to only seconds, and the boy knew the storm had reached the beach a mile away, he rose from his bed and began to dress. A few minutes later, he opened the door and stepped out into the driving rain. It slashed through his clothing, but he seemed not to notice. He began walking slowly away from his home into the wrath of the storm. He heard the roar of the surf when he was still a quarter of a mile from the beach. The rhythmic pounding of the waves, usually a soft, gentle sound, was amplified by the storm, its steady beat carried on the wind. He approached the beach slowly, almost with reverence. Just beyond the woods, a mound of driftwood lay tangled on the beach, blocking his way. He worked his way over it carefully, but steadily, his feet finding the familiar toeholds, almost without guidance from his eyes. He was about to clamber over the last immense log when the storm suddenly broke and a full moon illuminated the beach. As if by instinct, the boy dropped to his knees, crouching as he surveyed the strip of sand and rocks in front of him. He was not alone on the beach. Directly in front of him he could see shapes, dark figures of dancers writhing in the moonlight, as if in some sort of ceremony. He watched them in fascination. Then he realized there was something else. Something vaguely disturbing. As he watched, his eye was caught by a movement near the dancers. Two other forms were moving in the moonlight.